Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
The next time you want to just give in to that desire for comfort, remember that your future self is going to be the one to suffer the consequences. It's so easy to just put it off and act like it doesn't exist. But that future self that you're passing all these burdens to will one day be yourself of the present. And you'll wish you chose to do otherwise.
Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts.
Never f***ing apologize for being yourself. If people don't like how you act, how you look, how you speak, that just means those aren't your f***ing people. Don't change who you are to match your surroundings. Pick better f***ing surroundings and be yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. Most men would understand that when a man cries and he's whimpering, he's hurting. You know, because I've been there. And there's no shame in crying, gentlemen. Men, it's okay to cry. We can still be a man, but you're also human. And it does show a little bit of your vulnerability.
Do it for your loved ones. Do it for your wife. Do it for your husband. Do it for your children. Do it for generations to come. Come on, after you're dead and gone, what will they say about what you did? Yes, there's so many people depending on you, but it's got to start with you and the man upstairs.
If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, nobody, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting.
For some strange reason, this world wants to see you water down the reality of who you are. Our society wants to see you think like everyone else and feel just like those around you. Maybe for somebody who's so distracted from their true desires as a person, that doesn't sound so bad. But the pain of seeing through limitation and full absence of distractions is almost unbearable. You see, it hurts because the resistance wants you to give in and mold to what's expected of you. And if I can provide some advice, don't.
I don't know where you are in your game of life. You may be in your third quarter. You may be in your fourth quarter. Come on, you're not going to live forever. Not in this world. Come on. You may be in your first quarter, your second half, and this time it's got to be personal. See, last time you were just running through the plays. Last time you were just running the songs that you rehearsed in rehearsal. Last time you were just going through the motions and you got numb. Come on, and you got tired and weary. And now you're broken and bitter and angry because you lost. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith. Come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene.
This life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your shit. You better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never fucking lay down for shit. That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that shit feels. That means, fuck it, try and break me again.
Well, I think working class guys, the whole bloody world rests on their shoulders. It really matters if they do a good job. And so a lot of working class guys come to my shows and they say, look, I've been listening to your lectures while I'm doing long haul trucking or while I'm working in my forklift, whatever. I think, great, man, get the hell out of it. Do your job properly.
Do it.
You bet. And do it right. Support your family. Man the hell up. Live a responsible life. And what you're doing is valuable. I don't care what anyone else has to say about it.
You got a lot of people paying their hard earned money to come watch you perform. It's your job to be in shape. It's your job to be strong enough to perform at that level every single night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking. Like, it's not, oh my God, my back hurts, I'm sore, we gotta play Vince Carter and Toronto Raptors tonight.
Pick your mountain, whatever that mountain is, and each journey of the mountain is a million steps, and each day you have to take that step.
Yeah.
Each day you take that step, you look up at the mountain, you say, yeah, that's where I wanna go. Mm. And then each next day you take your step over and over and over again.
Let yourself go. Fall free into it. Step into it. You are worthy. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all the earth. There will never be another you. Your DNA, your fingerprint, come on, your gait, your presence, your authenticity. Come on, you're special. You're special and you're necessary.
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
I'm realizing that I have to daily show up for myself if I want my life to be what I want it
to be.
Right. It is a battle. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it's like you have to have some sort of a plan. When I used to be a little bit more aimless, I was just like, oh, I want things to be good. It wasn't enough.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. All I wanted to be was an uncommon man. In my whole life, I was not that. Much worse than that. I know what it takes to be a combat soldier, and I used to look for courage. I thought courage was a man who won the Medal of Honor. It is. But courage is a man who's willing to put those boots on every single day of his life to go out there and fight for this country, where nobody even knows what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're at.
There is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
You want to be great? Oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin.
And you are either going to evolve or expire. You are either dying or you are either living.
Stop depending on other people. Stop waiting for someone to change your life. You have to change your life. Well, I haven't worked this hard to not do what I truly want. Like, I haven't got this far by being someone else. I've got this far by being true to myself.
You've got your own damn malevolence and ignorance, right? All coming at you, plus the incredible, complicated, indeterminate potential of the future. That's all coming at you, and it's all your responsibility. And you can cringe away from it and be afraid of it and be victimized by it and be bitter and cynical about it. And no wonder, because it can be painful. Or you can turn around and you can say, man, bring it on.
The 10 words that will ruin your life are what will other people say and what will other people think. So whoever you are, wherever you are, do you.
One of the most important potents to anything that you want out of success is discipline. That means no excuses. That means no laying around. That means all of this I can or I cannot do or I won't do or I don't know how to do it. We're going to show you how to figure it out. But it starts with you. Discipline. Discipline yourself. Stop making excuses. Stop saying, I don't like to get up in the morning. At least you got up. Stop saying what you can't do and start doing the right things to get what you need to do right. That means get up and focus on what's going to make you a better individual all across the board.
It's not going to work unless I change. And nothing changes in my life until I change.
How can you ever change yourself? You think that you're a Gandhi, but how can you be a Gandhi if you won't like look at yourself and change yourself, right? The only way you can become good or kind of overcome some of these qualities is by looking at it, seeing the reality, and then confronting it and then trying to change it.
Who the hell are you? You know, you think you're a miracle of some bloody bizarre sort. We've been around for 3.5 billion years. You know, every single one of your relatives propagated successfully. And here you are, against all possible odds, in this world of hell in some sense, and bitterness and tyranny and malevolence. And yet God only knows what's inside you, this capacity for consciousness, the capacity to confront potential and to turn it into something good.
You know better, but you're not doing better. That's some scary shit. For you to decide. Here's limitations, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better.
Without that work ethic, you know, greatness cannot be achieved. You know, anytime I hit a big shot, I mean, you know, everyone would be so surprised and just like, wow. I would be surprised if I didn't make it. You know, I put the work into this, like, every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. And then I'll do it again.
There's a million excuses I could make to rationalize not getting up early, doing the ice bath, and going for a run. There comes a time when all these potential excuses turn into fuel that motivates you to keep going. When I wake up in the morning and I look out the window and see that it's pouring rain, I don't question if I'll be out there running. I just get excited at the fact that I'll be out there, and I wonder what it's gonna feel like to face that discomfort and overcome it.
Some people are going to call you a loser. Some people are going to make fun of you for failing. Some people are going to count you out. Call you weak. Say you will never amount to anything. What you going to do? Are you going to prove them right? Or are you going to prove them wrong?
See how good we can make things. And maybe that would be the purpose of your damn life, right? So I learned, because I looked at dark things, that I learned that the light was more powerful than the darkness as far as that I was concerned, and that people were capable, each of us, of remarkable things, and that we need to know that that's what we are. We're this consciousness that confronts potential with all its catastrophe. That's what we are.
Success isn't about greatness. It's about consistency. No one's born great.
Greatness is something that is earned through consistency. If you show up day after day and work hard, if you give your full effort, if you leave nothing on the table, then greatness and success will come.
What it really comes down to is people just don't want it bad enough. Because I've seen countless examples of people that will say they don't have time, that say they don't know how, but when something becomes important enough for them, they figure it out.
One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is, what's next is always better.
I want to be up, then anybody in the world wants me to be down. And it's all about, well, like I said before, self-belief. My whole success is from belief. Something I can feel, but not actually see.
And having these setbacks where I can't even run a mile, but I'm thinking about running 135. I can't run 1 mile. And what if I can win it?
Wake up! Stop sleeping on yourself! The biggest problem that you have had is not that you don't have resources. It's not that you don't have supporters. It's not that somebody doesn't believe in you. It's that you have not believed in you. Stop sleeping on yourself. Step into your authenticity. Step into your intelligence and your brilliance. Release your gift. God has given you something great. Release it.
It's a mental standard you must meet in life.
Motivation has an expiration date. And when motivation dies, discipline must take its place.
Pick something rather than nothing, or pick something rather than all things, and then set yourself to master that. You need to have a primary discipline. It's absolutely necessary to succeed in life. Now, once you have a primary discipline, then you can branch out and become a multiplicity in your disciplined approach, and then you're absolutely bloody unstoppable. But you really need that initial disciplinary routine.
It's that, having a discipline every day to say, for me to learn this one math problem, it's gonna take me 10 hours.
How bad do you want to get to that next level? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? Who are you willing to let go to get where it is that you want to be?
There is a bridge from what you see in your head to what you hold in your hand. And that bridge is called discipline.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself.
Nobody wants to put in the work. Nobody wants to let go of every single distraction. Here is my question. Can you learn how to say no to what's hurting you? No to what's stopping you? No to what's hindering you? No to the people that don't believe in you?
I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves. Life is one big mind game, and you're playing it with yourself.
You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you.
My biggest fear in life is if there is a final resting place in this world, and there's a final judgment, and you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone with something that says, you're in heaven, this is what you should have been on earth. And are you really in heaven now, or are you in hell?
It also makes you disciplined. And once you're disciplined, like you're like a sharpened sword, man, like a well-tempered blade, and then you can go out there and operate in the world. So, and if you haven't found your passion, then I would say, well, don't wait around till you find the damn thing, because you may never find it. Is pick something and focus on it, you know. And if you move strongly and forthrightly towards it for a number of months at least, or even a number of years, and then you find, well, that wasn't the thing for you, it isn't going to be a waste anyways, because most of the time the pursuit of any disciplined knowledge pays off, even if it doesn't pay off in the way that you initially expect.
Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. So when something hard would happen to these kids, like in Hell Week, it would draw on something that made them very insecure, and they look for comfort. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to your insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you when you were sad, when you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in hell.
Discipline is found in our daily routine, our daily rituals. You may use discipline on occasion, but you're not disciplined. And there's a difference between having discipline and being disciplined. When you have discipline, you're selective. When you have discipline, you're conditional. It depends on how you feel. When you are disciplined, how you do anything is how you do everything. And everything you do, you show up at 1,000%. Everything you do, you execute with a spirit of excellence. That's what discipline looks like.
I used to speak in hollow words. I don't do anymore. Everything that comes out of my mouth has substance. It's real. And we all have these feelings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. I act on mine. A lot of us who are afraid of something, we allow our minds to choose the path of least resistance, so we go a different route. And I'm afraid of something. It's telling me you must
do this
that
thing.
You must do that.
Yeah.
You have to go that way. And most of us don't understand that mentality. We go left, and we wonder why we haven't fulfilled something in our lives.
People tell me all the time, it's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to grind. It's hard to be focused. It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to stay broke. It's hard to stay depressed. It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart. You either go work for it, you're gonna sit there and let life knock you down and dare you to get back up.
And no one saved me. It wasn't like someone came down here and guided me through life. When you figure this out on your own, the amount of pride and dignity and self-respect you have, that's why I walk around the streets with a backpack and just like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
You figure it out by going inside yourself, by callousing over the victim's mentality. You're always a victim. Even if you have everything in life, until you realize what you've achieved.
One thing I gotta tell all of you listening is you gotta kill the blame game. Stop blaming it on the person that walked out on you. Stop blaming it on the person that overlooked you. Stop blaming it on the person that undervalued you. Stop blaming it on the person that did not promote you, that did not see it, that did not believe it. Stop blaming everybody and look yourself in the mirror. And the thing you gotta ask yourself is, am I going to repeat my history, or will I blaze a new trail?
We live in a box, and we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. What we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that, you could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL.
Wow.
So if my mind was shackled, me and you would never meet. There'd be no book.
Right.
There'd be no book.
Right.
There'd be nothing.
If I were to give you one last piece of advice in order to understand discipline, discipline is revealed in our daily routines and rituals. Discipline unfolds. If you want your future, you have to cross the bridge of discipline. If you want to get out of the room of ordinary, you have to go through the door of discipline. If you want to dig yourself out of murky, muddy water, if you want to claw your way to the top, you are going to have to climb the wall of discipline. There is no other way. I need you to tell yourself right now, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. The future belongs to the disciplined.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't. But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. And so in some sense, you want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant.
We're running from the truth, man. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth, as painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today. All the pain and suffering that they put on top of me in Hell Week, I will reverse that pain and suffering, and I will take your soul. So every instructor that put me through BUDS, my job, what drove me, was I wanted you to go home that night after you beat the living shit out of me, and I smiled in your face. I wanted you to feel worse than I did, and you were going home to a nice warm bed with your wife or your kids and a nice meal, and I was still out there in the grip, suffering for another 100 hours. I wanted you to think about me knowing that I'm comfortable being very unfucking comfortable.
The thing about transformation is you have to do it. You've got to put in the work when nobody cares. You know, nobody cared if I practiced. Nobody cared if I worked out. I didn't have parents who were like, hey, you know, Dan, you got to go to the gym. Oh, hey, Dan, you know, go out and run some sprints. Nobody cared. If you want to transform, you have to do the work if nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care, and that's you. You've got to care. You've got to want it. And the reason I think is different for everybody to want. Some comes out of pain. Some comes out of, you know, I want to prove somebody wrong. And then I think some people just have that switch inside.
Let them all talk shit. Let them all make their noise. Because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has the guts. We have the guts to go to work and show up every single fucking day, day in and day out, putting in the work. You fight through the noise, you fight through the fatigue, you fight through it all, you stay extremely intensely focused on the goal. And once you fight through that fatigue, you fight through the noise, on the other side of that is your goals, on the other side of that is the accomplishment, on the other side of that is your greatness.
If you have a sufficiently noble purpose, the suffering will justify itself. And I think that's empirically testable. And I do believe it's the case, because I've watched people do very difficult things. And what that shows is that if you turn around and you confront the suffering voluntarily, you find out that you are way tougher than you think. It's not that life is better than you think. Life is as harsh as you think. It might even be worse, but you are way tougher than you think if you turn around and confront it. And so then what you discover is that there's a spirit within you that pursues, that can pursue something meaningful, that has the resilience and the strength to contend properly with the catastrophe of existence without becoming bitter.
If you're feeling pain, keep going. If your lungs are working, keep going. You hurt, you grow, you go. And from the bottom of my heart, keep it moving and conduct your business.
My biggest fear in life is if there is a final resting place in this world, and there's a final judgment, and you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone with something that says, you're in heaven, this is what you should have been on earth. And are you really in heaven now, or are you in hell? A lot of us speak in hollow words. I used to speak in hollow words. I don't do it anymore. Everything that comes out of my mouth has substance. It's real. And we all have these feelings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. I act on mine. A lot of us who are afraid of something, we allow our minds to choose the path of least resistance, so we go a different route. When I'm afraid of something, it's telling me you must conquer
do this
that.
Thing.
You must do that.
Yeah.
You have to go that way. And most of us don't understand that mentality. We go left and we wonder why we haven't fulfilled something in our lives.
You've just gone through a breakup, and it's the worst thing you've ever been through, because you haven't had the time and the experience yet to develop worse. And to turn around and look at that in relation to the realities of a long life well lived. And one day you're going to try and look back and you're going to say, that really wasn't such a disaster. And in fact, that was probably the best thing ever happened to me.
I get it. The pain is unbearable. You keep playing it back in your head. The situation is on repeat. Over and over and over, you keep trying to see where you went wrong. And you feel like you can't take the pain anymore. What you gonna do? Are you gonna prove them right? Or are you gonna prove them wrong? Are you gonna show them that failure doesn't define who you are? Are you gonna show them that failure is a necessary lesson on the path to success? Are you gonna show them that you're a beast in this game? You gotta get hungry. You gotta get ready. Get up! It's time to get to work and show them all.